This is VOA News. They are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceeded 2 million on Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters Friday that the death toll has been made worse by the absence of a global coordinated effort. He said, quote, "Science has succeeded, but solidarity has failed." The United States has the world's highest totals of cases and deaths. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks coronavirus statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States, with a death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states, having vaccinated their frontline workers, have opened vaccinations to older people, but have been overrun with requests. Medical facilities are on the verge of running out of vaccines. In many instances, the technology used to take the requests has crashed. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Friday warned that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. India began one of the world's biggest coronavirus vaccination programs on Saturday, hoping to end a pandemic that has killed 150,000 people in that country. Over the coming months, India aims to inoculate about a quarter of its population. That's about 300 million people, including healthcare workers, people over age 50, and those with health conditions that put them at high risk. On Saturday, around 300,000 people were set to be vaccinated at 3,000 locations. About 150,000 staff in 700 districts have been trained to administer the shots and keep the records. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A roadside bomb has killed two policemen in Kabul, despite ongoing peace talks between Afghan officials and the Taliban. A police spokesman said the bomb struck a vehicle carrying the policemen in the center of Kabul on the road to the prestigious Kabul University. The spokesman said, in addition to the two deaths, a third policeman was wounded in the attack. Violence has surged across the country in recent months, especially in the capital. The capital's been the scene of a new trend of targeted killings in recent months. The bloodshed comes even as the Taliban and government negotiators engage in peace talks. They are currently discussing agenda items of the talks in the Qatari capital of Doha. A new report from the United Nations says the coronavirus pandemic has slowed global migration by nearly 30%. That translates to about 2 million fewer people than predicted migrating between 2019 and 2020. The report showed that two-thirds of registered migrants lived in just 20 countries. India topped the list of countries with the largest diasporas in 2020, with 18 million Indians living outside their country of birth. Other countries with a large transnational community include Mexico and Russia, each with 11 million, China with 10 million, and Syria with 8 million. Refugees account for some 12% of all international migrants, according to the report, with about 80% hosted in low- and middle-income countries. U.S. President Donald Trump in a last-minute push to solidify Morocco's normalization of ties with Israel bestowed a rare award on Friday on the Moroccan king as Mr. Trump's administration rallied international support in a regional dispute. Mr. Trump, who sees Arab recognition of Israel as a key overseas achievement of his presidency, last month broke decades of precedent by recognizing Morocco's full sovereignty over the contested Western Sahara. In turn, with Morocco, and it said it would normalize relations with the Jewish state of Israel. The White House said it presented King Mohammed VI with the Legion of Merit degree of chief commander in a private ceremony in Washington, in which Morocco's ambassador accepted the award. The military award was created to honor Allied leaders in World War II and had slid into obscurity until it was revived by Mr. Trump, who last month also presented it to the prime ministers of Australia, India, and Japan. And the National Rifle Association on Friday filed petitions with the U.S. bankruptcy court seeking protection from creditors by restructuring that was announced by the NRA. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.